Story number 59, Why David Must Run Away. After David kills Goliath, Israel's army chief Abner brings him to Saul. Saul is very pleased with David. He makes him a chief in his army and takes him to live at the king's house. Later, when the army returns from fighting the Philistines, the women sing, "Saul has killed thousands, but David tens of thousands." This makes Saul jealous, because David is given more honor than Saul is. But Saul's son Jonathan is not jealous. He loves David very much, and David loves Jonathan too. So the two make a promise to each other that they will always be friends. David is a very good player of the harp, and Saul likes the music that he plays. But one day, Saul's jealousy causes him to do a terrible thing. While David is playing the harp, Saul takes his spear and throws it, saying, "I will pin David to the wall." But David dodges, and the spear misses. Later, Saul misses David again with his spear. So David knows now that he must be very careful. Do you remember the promise that Saul made? He said that he would give his daughter to be the wife of the man who killed Goliath. Saul at last tells David that he can have his daughter Michal, but first he must kill 100 of the enemy Philistines. Think of that! Saul really hopes that the Philistines will kill David, but they don't. And so Saul gives his daughter to be David's wife. One day, Saul tells Jonathan and all his servants that he wants to kill David. But Jonathan says to his father, "Don't hurt David. He has never done anything wrong to you. Rather, everything he has done has been a great help to you. He risked his life when he killed Goliath, and when you saw it, you were glad." Saul listens to his son, and he promises not to hurt David. David is brought back, and he serves Saul in his house again just as he did before. One day, however, while David is playing music, Saul again throws his spear at David. David dodges, and the spear hits the wall. This is the third time. David knows now that he must run away. That night, David goes to his own house, but Saul sends some men to kill him. Michal knows what her father plans to do, so she tells her husband, "If you don't get away tonight, tomorrow you will be dead." That night, Michal helps David to escape through a window. For about 7 years, David must hide in one place after another so that Saul cannot find him.